Help support our coverage using Blueberry, the community that gives creators the ability to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get 30 days to try out the service using promo code Blueberry004. That's B-L-U-B-R-R-Y 004.
Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm very fine, thank you.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
Yeah, I am Andrea Moroni Stampa. I'm the CTO of Lighthouse Tech, a Swiss startup. We have developed a smart eyewear frame for blind, low vision people.
Okay, and how does this work?
It's very easy. With a soft vibration on the temples, we can locate obstacles above the waist area with a fashion touch also on the device. So blind and low vision people can navigate more freely and safely around without hitting their heads or their torso to low hanging tree branches, street signals and so on, while still being able to hear their outside world and what is happening around them.
Yeah, because obviously the sense of hearing becomes far more important and blocking that or interfering with it would be a problem. So you alert through vibrations on the temples?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. It's okay. A soft vibration on the side. It's foreseen for the future that we have also bracelets or anklets in order to further enhance that feeling of the outside world. And that's a pretty great and well appreciated by the blind and low vision people.
Sure. So how long has the company been around? Where are you in the process?
Well, we've been around almost two and a half years. We presented last year CES the prototypes, and this year we are ready for production.
Okay.
We'll be hitting the market in summer, so the device is ready for pre-sale. And we are looking here for distributors and agreements and you know, all these B2B customers that could directly work with us in finding actually the final customers, which are the blind and low vision people.
Sure. You were on the show last year, right?
Yeah,
I thought so. I thought both the name and the product felt familiar. So we've gone from last year being in a prototype phase to being ready for production. What kind of a timetable are you hoping for on that?
It strongly depends on how we will make it also evolve in the future. But as of now, as I said, the product will hit the market in summer.
Okay.
We will be delivering in the next couple of months, first in Europe and then also in the US. And we have a couple of agreements also with Asian countries like Japan and South Korea. So very broad and very internationally. Luckily, blind and low vision people are very similar all over the world. And since this device is rechargeable with the USB cable, normal USB cable, then we are really ready to go international very easily.
Very, very interesting. What kind of a price point are we looking at on this?
At the end, the quality of the device is a medium high end, so it is at around $1,500, more or less, final price. But we are working very close with insurances and, for example, also in the U.S., the Veterans Association for the Blind.
Yeah.
So to get at least partially covered by the insurances and then recognized by this helping organism.
Gotcha. Yeah. Being able to get it listed as assistive tech
exactly.
is really important.
Yes. Yes.
The VA is a good place to work there. Mm-hmm. Very open to assistive tech.
Yeah.
That's good.
Exactly. I need to say that the CES, also with the CTA Foundation behind the curtains, they are pushing a lot the assistive tech technologies in the show. And we really can see a lot of new devices and new opportunities being expressly developed for those in need. Like, for example, in our case.
Yeah. So how does the device itself work? I don't entirely remember.
It's actually a combination of different sensors embedded in the temples, and those sensors actively recognize, based on some algorithms that we've developed, the objects around the user. So, for example, a high table where the white cane would just go around maybe by chance while scanning the floor. Well, the device recognizes it as an obstacle and gives this soft vibration and alerting the user that there is something wrong and that there is something to be aware of. And so the user just stops in time and doesn't hit the arm, the torso, the head. So this is kind of giving a feeling of navigating in the world without the fear of hitting your body and injuring yourself potentially very badly.
Yeah. So is everything self-contained or does it do processing?
Well,
off
yes.
Device?
At the moment, it's all self-contained. We have a small setup app in order for the user to adjust the vibration intensity and adjust maybe the distance where a user is comfortable with our device. But actually, we have also a zero learning goal. So, like, you get the device, you turn it on, you wear it, you go. With the app, of course, as I said, you can set some parameters, but it is thought to be like once and then go for it.
Gotcha. So we can make some adjustments, but ideally put it on, go,
that's
off
it.
And running.
Exactly.
Okay. So you don't have to have the phone for it to be functional. The phone dies. This doesn't. Stop functioning.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's the important
that's
part.
Also very important for us.
Okay.
With the phone, you can do a bit more.
Okay.
In the future, you will be able to make, for example, an emergency call or detect if the user is falling down or if the glasses are falling down, so that maybe they are broken or maybe something happened or maybe something is wrong with them. But actually, without the phone, they are very good working and ready to go.
Okay. And how long do they run on a charge?
The battery is rechargeable, so it depends on how many obstacles the user finds on his path. But they are meant to work for 2 to 3 days,
okay.
And then you just recharge it in 1 or 2 hours, and then good to go again.
So you could wear it during the day, charge it at night, everything will be fine.
Yeah.
If you're not able to get to your charger for a night,
exactly,
it'll probably be fine.
Exactly. And this is also one of our ideas to have a device which is wearable all day long and without having also this social awkwardness of wearing, I don't know, a helmet or a harness and so on. Because these are optical grade glasses. You can put any lens you want. So corrective sun lenses or transparent lenses and adjust it to your personal needs. And you wear it just like a pair of glasses. Also, a lot of people around the world is wearing glasses without any problem all day long.
Sure. Cool technology. Glad to hear that the company is taking a big step forward from prototype to ready to go.
Yes, exactly.
That's always good to hear. We always like to see those stories from CES.
Yeah.
Has the show been good for you?
Yes, the press coverage is huge.
Good.
The
amount
of visiting people is huge. As I said before, the people who are also part of the blind and low vision and disabilities community are also visiting our booth. By the way, we are also incubated in the Swiss Tech Pavilion from Switzerland. It's a very good help for us being a small startup to have the possibility at the Eureka Park also to present our products in the national booth, national pavilion. It's a great show. I mean, I've been around in the world in a couple of shows, but the CES is by far the largest and biggest with everything you can imagine.
Yeah, for sure. Just in the view that you have from your seat, the amount of different things that are available in that view is insane.
Exactly. Specifically in the Eureka Park and here at the Venetian Hall, it's really a mashup of everything. It's crazy.
Yeah, because there's definitely chairs and air purifiers and LED lights in my view right now.
And there is food just around the corner. They are preparing food right now and testing their technology live. Those are
Cotton candy.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to encounter at CES.
Exactly.
Well, if people want to be able to follow your company and what you guys are up to, how can they do that?
Yes, our company is named Lighthouse Tech. You can follow us on LinkedIn or on our website and also on our YouTube channel. And on our website, we also have a pre-order form where you can announce you, yourself, your relatives and friends, and maybe be able to be in the first deliveries of our smart glasses.
Very nice. Well, I appreciate you coming and talking to me today.
Thank you very much for the invitation.
Absolutely, and hopefully you'll have a good rest of the show.
Yeah, you too. Have fun. Thank you.
You too.
The Tech Podcast Network CES 2024 coverage is executive produced by Michelle Mendez. Technical directors are Kurt Corliss and Adam Barker. Associate producers are Nancy Ertz, Clinton Millsap, Sergio Velasquez, and Terry Willingham. Voiceover by Aaron Hurst. Our hosts are Marlo Anderson, Don Bain, Todd Cochran, Scott Ertz, and Christopher Jordan. Studio and equipment are provided by Plughits Productions. This has been a Tech Podcast Network broadcast, copyright 2024.